Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa' tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.
And if you're familiar with that introduction, Percy Faith and his orchestra with Theme from a Summer Place, you'll know that I'm Mike Roberts with another weekly edition of Malta Memories. Hello, and thank you for joining me. And this week we begin a brand new year with the first half of 1983. In this, our third series of 17 programmes, with lots of research memories created here in Malta and Gozo, in the main by ordinary people and ordinary events, flavoured, as always, by the popular music of the time. When, as January began, Maltese Dr. Stephen Gatt, Senior Registrar at the Prince Henry and Prince of Wales Hospital in Sydney, Australia, was awarded the coveted Matthew Spence Medal in intensive care. The Malta Amateur Dramatic Company's pantomime at the Manuel Theatre was Babes in the Wood. And somewhat appropriately, the first new arrival of 1983, a bouncing baby boy, was born just 10 minutes after midnight to Mr. and Mrs. M. Attard of Nadur, Gozo. Certainly something to sing about there, and I wonder if Mr. Attard might have sung this 1983 love song to his wife at the time, one made popular by Peebo Bryson and Roberta Flack.
Tonight.
In 1983, Peebo Bryson and Roberta Flack with one of the decade's most beautiful love songs, Tonight I Celebrate My Love. And it's interesting to reflect on that previous news item that Baby Attard of 1983 will be 33 years old now. I wonder if he'll be aware, or indeed his mum and dad too, that his birth of 10 minutes past midnight on January 1st, 1983 has been recorded again in 2015. As the year progressed, Archbishop Monsignor Joseph Murcia began the pastoral visit of his diocese, and Gozitan poet George Pisani published his second novel, Dawn Over the Hills. And as the Gozo Channel Company announced a 5-week suspension of service between Pietà and Gozo due to maintenance, the ban on Mdina residents using their cars within the city during the daylight hours was being bitterly opposed. On the celebration, Feast of St. Anthony the Abbot, by the monks of the Order of St. Augustine, the traditional blessing of animals was given in St. Augustine's Square, Rabat. And in the afternoon of the same day in Rabat, farmers held a protest march against what they described the imposition of a new system of prices. And as Air Malta advertised its easy flyer fare to the UK at £97.50, that's Malta pounds, the Maltese Australian Association published its first monthly newsletter, Boomerang, with a message from the Australian High Commissioner in Malta. While all this was going on and Birkirkara continued to consolidate their lead in the First Division league table by beating Vittoriosa 3-1, a group calling themselves the Weather Girls brought us their recording of It's Raining Men. It's Raining Men from the Weather Girls in 1983. As the year moved on, the first commemorative stamps recorded the centenary of the coming into operation of Malta's railway, which ran from 1883 to 1921, until its demise with the onslaught of the motor vehicle. At their institute seminar, Malta's bankers discussed the problems and prospects for 1983, of which the devaluation of the Malta pound was high on the agenda. While Maltese furniture makers were being encouraged to look to the export market and participate in the Arab Home Furnishings and Consumer Goods Show in Bahrain, regarded at the time as the largest of its kind in the Middle East. As the Sunday Times began serialising Sir Walter Scott's journey to Malta and his arrival in November 1831, UK and Maltese divers joined forces at Wadi Azuria in a further attempt to clean up the seabed of the enormous quantity of dumped rubbish and debris of all kinds. And suspended brewery workers engaged in a dispute over departmental transfers returned to work, though still adopting a go-slow policy instructed by their union. But on a brighter note, the grand concert at London's Barbican Centre, brainchild of Maltese composer Charles Camilleri, included a performance by a trio of Maltese musicians, Maria Grishti on piano, Freddy Mitzi clarinet, and Charles Gatt percussion, while at the same time somewhere in Malta itself, Mary and John Cushieri celebrated their golden wedding anniversary. Just as the Maltese trio were making lovely music at the Barbican, so was the group Meat Loaf over the airwaves with their latest recording, though, as you're probably hearing already, of a somewhat different variety. Midnight at the Lost and Found from Meat Loaf. The month of March began with an overtime ban by custom workers causing a number of ships to miss Malta and use alternative ports. Saltfleisch Company Limited, one of the oldest companies in Malta, founded by Sebastian Vella in 1853, celebrated its 130th anniversary. It satisfied the early need for furniture removing and packing for people and families arriving and leaving Malta, ultimately growing to be the leader in its field. As the month progressed, the first of Air Malta's three new Boeing 737-2000s arrived on the island. And thieves who stole a heavy steel safe from the importer's office in Valletta abandoned it unopened at the bottom of the steps as police approached. Sleema Lions Club sponsored two youths, a boy and a girl, enabling them to attend the 14th International Youth Camp at Massa Carrara, Italy. Somewhat similarly, this time with charity benefiting, the Island Car Club organised the annual hill climb, though it had to be postponed 2 weeks earlier due to rain and bad weather, finally getting underway at the end of March. As clocks in Malta were being adjusted 2 hours ahead of Greenwich Mean Time, summertime officially began on March 27th. And the month finally closed with the news that the outlets in the seawall at the square in front of Mercedes Parish Church, designed to drain rain water into the sea, reversed their role, becoming inlets for seawater, flooding the area by several inches and drawing the headlines Mercedes Phenomenon. It was no phenomenon, though, that Leo Sayer's recording of Orchard Road should enjoy such popularity in 1983. It deserved all the airplay it received.
Tell the truth, it's really such a sad affair. Standing here, waiting in the cold night air. But I've got to make this call, 'cause my heart is breaking. I hear the pebbles drop a coin in the slot. Has it been that long? I thought you'd forgotten me. Oh, I know that it's getting late, but I just couldn't wait. Will I have the nerve to say I just wanna come back? Should I just go away? I just wanna come back. I've been struck by such bad luck. I need a place, a little happiness and some love. I think I can see it now. Now let me paint the picture. It's 12 o'clock and the curtains are drawn. Counting sheep down in Orchard Road. You're hanging on the telephone line tonight. And I wish I could be in Orchard Road. Not much been happening here. I think I got a job. They're gonna call me next week. And I'll be working out of town. Well, it sure beats hanging around. What's that? Tomorrow at 2? You're kidding me, no. Is it all right with you? I don't know what to say. It'll be like a holiday when you say you're all alone. Makes me wanna come back. And this house is not a home. I just gotta go. Shining down on Orchard Road. I feel like a schoolboy again tonight. I'll see you in my dreams of Orchard Road.
Leo Sayer and Orchard Road. The year was now well underway as a Chinese government delegation arrived to spend 6 days in Malta discussing bilateral relations, trade and economic cooperation with Maltese ministers. On Easter Sunday, Malta's first ever rock mass took place at Burkakara Sanctuary of St. Teresa, with the popular rock group Stratcart playing music written by Mark Vella. And in other news, there was a mix of the good and the not-so-good. On the good side, Malta Dry Docks won a £1.4 million Malta pounds contract placed by Cunard for the reconversion of the liner Cunard Countess. But the news that Malta's rapidly growing trade deficit with the United States received much press coverage, particularly as the purchase of new aircraft from Boeing would cause the deficit to balloon in 1983. But ordinary people continued to demonstrate their success in everyday life, like 17-year-old Simon Shembri, the youngest guitarist to obtain the Diploma of the Licentiate of the Royal Schools of Music. He was the solo guitarist in two Vivaldi concertos at the Manuel Theatre. And Joseph Attard's non-fictional book, The Ghosts of Malta, was published to acclaim as a fantastic narrative of the Maltese occult from the time of the Arabs to the present day. 1983, of course. Although 1983 saw Malta's unemployment figure standing at 20,000, the Malta Gozo ferry service was expanding by adding 8 extra trips between Chakua and Mjar, claiming that this represented a 175% increase in the service offered. Malta in the 80s, in an ever-changing and challenging world, was proving to be ever-changing and rising to those challenges too. Former President of Malta, Dr. Anton Buttigieg, described as a man of many parts, died on Thursday, May the 5th, 1983. And the traditional Malta Carnival, as a mark of respect, took place over 2 days instead of the customary 3. However, the final day saw the event explode in fun as young and not so young filled the streets of Valletta to make the best of King Carnival's shorter reign. And over the airwaves, Spandau Ballet had a hit with this.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, maybe an eternal way. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so tall. Gold, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible.
Always believe it, 'cause you are gold. I'm glad
Spandau Ballet and Gold. And so the first half of 1983 drew to a close with the news that for the third time in a few years, the distinguished photographer Joseph Weller of Mostar had won the gold medal in the biannual photographic competition organised by the Commonwealth Secretariat. While at St Anton Gardens, a huge number of visitors were attracted as usual to the Horticultural Society's annual spring show. And among the films showing at Malta's still numerous cinemas, Star Wars came to the Colosseum in Valletta. The news, as it was at the time, in this our fifth Malta Memories programme, focused again in the main on the news of ordinary people and ordinary events, a social history. And I hope you've enjoyed this nostalgic look back and hearing again some of the popular music of the time too. Before I go, my usual reminder, contact details, email mikeroberts@firenet.ws or by just clicking contact on the station's website. If you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. And if you'd like to catch up on any programmes you miss, as I often say, just go to webcasts. They're all there at the tap of a finger or the click of a mouse. Thank you to Samuel on the other side of the mic for once again keeping it all together, and to you all for listening. Until the next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġju plilkom bix-xewqa tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.